It's Bill Liff. It's Wendy Snyder. It is 720 WGN. And let's set the Wayback Machine to 1967. A 21-year-old young man from Ohio finds himself in Vietnam, and there was one particular enemy offensive that he was prepared to die for. Sammy Lee Davis on the line with us, Vietnam vet, Medal of Honor recipient. How are you doing, sir?
We're doing great, ma'am. How y'all doing today?
We're doing wonderfully. You're going to be out at Anderson's Bookshop in Naperville this Sunday at 2 p.m., 123 West Jefferson in Naperville. And you're going to talk and share your incredible memoir, You Don't Lose Till You Quit Trying.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so November 18th, 1967, your unit was hit by this massive enemy offensive. You're 21 years old. Tell us some of the trials and tribulations you met after that particular moment.
After that particular moment? Well, there was 42 of us artillerymen and 1,500 of the enemy, and they thought that all they had to do was beat their chest and run towards us, and we'd turn and run, but we didn't. We stayed firm, and we took care of each other, and we survived. We won the battle, actually.
Sammy, so, how in a situation like that, though, I mean, how do you not turn and run? What's in a man who says, I'm not going to turn and run, I'm going to face forward and fight this?
Well, you do for your brothers what you know they would do for you. How could I turn and run when I knew that we had brothers that were across the river that were wounded and we couldn't go off? I couldn't go off and leave them. And so I simply did for my brothers what I knew they'd do for me.
Talk about your injuries you sustained.
Well, yes, ma'am. My back was broke, fourth lumbar vertebra. My ribs on the right side were broken away, crushed. I had 30 beehive darts, which are little arrows that were in from my mid-thigh up to and including my fourth lumbar vertebra, and I was shot with an AK-47 in the right thigh, and I had burns all over my body and minor shrapnel wounds all over my body.
And even with those injuries, you by yourself manned a 2-ton howitzer, crossed a canal, and rescued 3 of your wounded comrades.
Yes, ma'am. You don't lose to quit trying.
Sammy, do you think about that every day? Does a day go by where you don't think about that?
Well, I won't say that every day I think about it, but certainly most days I think about it.
I am so heartbroken at the way America turned its back on Vietnam War veterans. It had to have been terrible coming home after the war and not being treated with the respect you so deserved.
Well, the average Vietnam veteran, if they chose, could go hide. And as the Medal of Honor recipient, I was the one always pushed out front, whether it being a parade or even in my hometown. I was always the one that was singled out because I was chosen to represent all the Vietnam veterans. So I was never able to hide. I got a lot of really good handshakes and hugs, but I also got a lot of bottles thrown at me and whatever they picked up in their yard after their dog thrown at me. And, you know, I got exposed to both. I try to remember the good times.
And yet you still go on speaking on the behalf of the soldiers that fought in Vietnam for, what, the past 40 years, and you continue to do this. How did you get the strength to continue with that kind of welcome home?
How do you not do that when you know that they would do it for you? So I'm still representing my brothers just like I've did at the time, and I'm still trying to do the job. It's you know, either you lead your brother across the river or you come get him, and that's what I've chosen to do. I'm always there to go get my brother because I believe in my heart and soul that they would come get me.
Sammy, when you're in the heat of battle like that, are you thinking that this very well could be my last day on earth, or is there no time for that?
No, sir. I believe that I was not going to see daylight, but I wasn't going to quit trying. That's the one thing I kept praying for was, sir, just help me do my job.
Yeah.
Sir, just help me do my job. And he has kept his word, and I have done my best to live up to it because I'm still here and I'm still trying to do my job.
The book is called You Don't Lose Till You Quit Trying, and as we mentioned, Vietnam vet and Medal of Honor recipient Sammy Lee Davis is going to be out at Anderson's Bookshop in Naperville this Sunday at 5 p.m., or excuse me, at 2 p.m., and it's free to go, but if you purchase the book, you're going to do some signing, and there's a very special moment in a very special movie that features your ceremony footage when you received that Congressional Medal of Honor. Tell us about that.
Yes, ma'am. Repeat that question again, ma'am. We kind of broke up a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. There is a special ceremony footage which was detailed in a very famous movie. Why don't you tell us a little about that?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, most people have seen the movie Forrest Gump. And in the movie Forrest Gump, when the president is putting the Medal of Honor around Forrest's neck, that is my actual film footage. That's me standing there. They just put Tom Hanks' face over my face. And if in the movie, if it has to do with the military, then it's based on fact, or close to the fact as practical in movie land. And it's about me. The rest of the movie, lightly, and I do express lightly, touches my life.
Do you like chocolate?
The similarities between Jenny and my wife Dixie is that I love Dixie as much as Forrest loved Jenny.
Oh, nice.
Aww. And you like chocolate, I assume.
Oh, yes, ma'am. In fact, you're nibbling on chocolate now.
You sound like such a wonderful man. Now, how did your footage end up in Forrest Gump?
They chose it.
Just that. And did they notify you to let you know that as you were receiving the Congressional Medal of Honor, that did they need your permission, or did you just go to the movie theater and watch the movie and go, hey, wait a minute?
I am public domain. As a Medal of Honor recipient, I am public domain. I got a call from the Pentagon, and the gentleman that called, we were friends, and he said, Sam, there's a movie production company here that wants any and all film footage that we have concerning you. And I said, really? Well, what are you going to do? And they said, well, it's a movie production company, so we're guessing that they're going to make a movie. And I said, well, what's the name of the movie? And at that point, they did not know. And over the next 2 to 3 months, as they would find out more information, they would call and let me know what was happening. And that's when they told me that the movie was going to be based on the book Forrest Gump.
That's amazing.
That's something, isn't it? And remind me, Sammy, that day, that was President Lyndon Johnson who put the medal on you, correct?
That is correct, yes, sir.
So at some point, are you pinching yourself saying, here I am, you know, a guy from Dayton, Ohio, and I'm standing next to the President of the United States as he puts the Medal of Honor on me? Is that a surrealistic moment?
Well, after the ceremony, my mama told me, she said, son, your legs were shaking so hard, I thought you was going to fall down. I said, mama, I was going to fall down, too. I've been trained very well on how to do my job.
Yeah.
But part of that training had never been on how to go to the White House and stand in front of the president and receive the Medal of Honor. So I was truly frightened.
Sure.
When it comes to speaking to veterans, I don't know what the proper protocol is. Is it okay to say thank you for your service? Is that something you like hearing?
Well, yes, ma'am. Of course, courtesy is always nice to hear.
And how are you doing today? How's Sammy Lee Davis today?
Still hanging in there, still trying to do his job. We are going back to Vietnam June the 12th. We're going back to the firebase Cudgel where I earned the medal. One of the three men that I swam across the river for, him and his wife, is going with us. My wife is going with me, and we're going to go back and stand on that riverbank. And it's going to be exciting, but emotional.
Sure. Bittersweet, I would imagine, huh? Have you, Sammy, been back since then, since your initial time there?
No, sir, have not. For many years, we've been saying, well, you know, next year we ought to go back to Vietnam. Well, next year we ought to go back to Vietnam. And at almost 70 years old, we decided we better go back this year. So that's why we're going back.
Sure.
What a great moment. And you're right, it is going to be bittersweet and very emotional, but you can also stand there and know that you survived.
Yes, ma'am. And this time we'll have our wives with us.
Sammy, I don't know how you can live through some of the things you lived through over there and not be a changed man. How do you see yourself now as opposed to prior to your service over there?
Well, it made me even more determined to stand up firmly for what I believe is true and correct in my heart. And that's what I encourage everyone that I speak to, is that they need to stand up firmly for what they believe is right in their heart. And if all of Americans, if we the people do that, we can make this country be worthy of our forefathers' efforts.
I cannot wait to read your memoir. You don't lose till you quit trying. You're such a remarkable man and quite a hero. We thank you so much for your service. And anyone who would like to meet Sammy Lee Davis, Anderson's Bookshop in Naperville, this Sunday the 5th at 2 p.m. It's 123 West Jefferson Avenue. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to try and watch Forrest Gump in the next couple of weeks, and I will salute you as I see that footage.
Yeah, and we'll be at the June the 7th, we'll be at the VFW Post 9545 in New Lakes, Illinois.
Oh, very nice. I'll say that last part again, Sammy. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
The VFW Post 9545, June the 7th, we'll be there 5:30 to 8, meeting and greeting everybody. A lot of my brother veterans are going to be there with me.
Excellent.
And what town is that in on June 7th? In New Lenox.
New Lenox, VFW Post 9545. It's at 323 Old Hickory Road in New Lenox.
All right. Well, we didn't know about that. And listen, have a safe trip to Vietnam and really take it in. And I'm so glad you'll be able to share it with your wife. That's really a beautiful story, a really kind of a happy ending to an otherwise tragic event.
It's going to make it even better to have our wives there with us.
Sure, of course. Sammy, thank you so much. It's an honor to talk to you, sir.
Well, thank you, sir.
Absolutely. It's Sammy Lee Davis. Again, the book is called You Don't Lose Till You Quit Trying.
What an amazing story.
Yeah,
and I think we should start calling each other sir and ma'am from now on.
From now on.
We were so polite with Sammy Lee Davis, and I think we need to bring it back to that.
All right, you got it.
So shall we take a break, sir?
Yes, ma'am.